Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
This next guy has two planets in Gemini and one in Virgo. Ghostface Killer.
I was just telling you the other day, like, Ghostface is one of those honorable mention guys who could easily be in the top five. And the same things I said about when somebody's hot, people listen to him, but then they don't listen to the stuff that they put out later. He's one of those guys. Like, he puts out two or three projects every year. And I'm sure 90% of people listen to hip hop never even listen to it or never even know that it's coming out. But I listen to all of it. And he, like, you talk about storytellers, Ghostface may be the best storyteller ever on the mic. Because he makes complete albums with 7, 8, 9, 10 songs on them, where each song is a chapter in a story. Who does that? Do you know of any other MC that has been able to do a whole album where the whole album is like a movie? Like, even if you don't like the beat, you have to listen to the song so that you can follow the story. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I can't. Ghostface. Old Dirty Bastard has three planets in Virgo.
ODB. ODB, he was never one of my favorite MCs. He was very, very different, though, and unique. And maybe that's one reason that I couldn't get with him. It was the whole...
Kind of like Busta Rhymes.
Yeah, exactly. So as you can see, I got a certain style of MC that I tend to like, and he kind of fell outside of that. That doesn't mean that I didn't respect him as an MC, but like he wasn't one of my favorites. Like, I wouldn't pop in an ODB CD and just jam to it, but I respect his talent.
Yeah. Daz Dillinger has four planets in Gemini.
Dude, I fuck with Daz. I love Daz. His beats, along with his vocal tone. That's the thing about him. Like, he's a good lyricist, but it's the energy that he brings to a song makes you like the song, along with the beat. You know what I'm saying? I really, really, really fuck with Daz.
Wiz Khalifa has three planets in Virgo.
Wiz. I like Wiz. He's like a young Snoop. You know what I mean? He's just cool with it.
He might be, in my book, I might put him as a young red man.
Young red man? See?
Well, because of the weed.
But
I mean, be honest with you, first time I ever knew about a blunt was from Red Man.
Yeah. When Red Man first came out, that's when we started smoking blunts. But, like, just because of the lyrical content, like, their energy is not the same to me. His energy is more like Snoop energy, laid back, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Smoking and vibing on the beat, you know what I'm saying? Where...
Redman was before Snoop, wasn't he?
He was, but Redman's energy was... No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was. Snoop. Yes, he was.
Snoop was 90... Like 91.
Redman was like 92. He was at the dorms when Redman came out.
We was on South White when Redman came out.
Sure.
We was on South White when Redman came out. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I'm positive. I mean, that's back when I was making all the CDs, bro. You know, I had all the CDs, bro. So when Redman came out, because you know who put us up on Redman was Kev Hazel.
Oh, all right. Yeah. And he was from the Bronx, wasn't he?
Yeah.
The last two people I want to mention are for the ladies. And to think about it, we haven't spoken about any females tonight.
Not a woman.
Yeah. So,
Not a one. I was thinking about that.
Yeah. So the last two I'm gonna end with females. Lil Kim, her Mercury's in Gemini.
Lil Kim was vicious. Like she was like a dude rhyming, but from a chick perspective. You know what I'm saying? And it's funny, you know what I think about? Like now that I got a daughter and all of this shit, like I think about like how we listen to Too Short. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, oh yeah, Too Short. But then when we listen to Lil' Kim, we like, damn, she a hoe. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're a nasty bitch.
Hey, do you remember her album cover? That them poster?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like that right there, if you can't deny the double standard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When you look at her at a man's reaction to her, you know what I'm saying? And then you look at a man's reaction to Too Short.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for sure, he was like our hero. And then she come out saying the same shit, but from a female perspective, and she was like our hero.
It's funny that you brought him up because that's probably one of my favorite songs that she ever did.
The song with him, with Too Short?
With Too Short.
It is. It's definitely mine, you know what I'm saying? What's the hold up? The rubber still rolled up. You know what I'm saying? She said, I'm going to slip myself a Mickey. Go.
And the last person of the night we're going to end with has a Gemini sun and her Mercury's in Gemini. Lauryn Hill
is my number one femme C. Number one, hands down. She's like a female Nas. You know what I'm saying? But more talented. Like she got the singing aspect that just blows everybody else out the water. Like I would put her up against any dude MC. There's only a couple people that I would do that with. And she's one of them. And I think she would excel against any dude. You know what I'm saying? Her lyrical, her voice, her choice of music, and then the fact that she can sing, she is my top female MC. Because just like I said about my other top male MCs, is the fact that she has so much substance in what she's talking about.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Where does she come in on the list of your top 10?
Of my top 10?
Is she in the...
See, and that's the thing.
Can you put her in a list with the males?
That's the thing. That's what I'm getting to. Like, having this conversation now, it made me realize that I really didn't have any top 10, any females in my top 10, but she definitely could be. I think she could hang, but, you know, as I say, with her, it would come down to she would run out of songs if she went song for song with a lot of the guys in my top five.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's definitely as talented as any of them. You know what I'm saying? You know what I would have loved to see, bro?
Yeah.
A song with Lauryn Hill and Pac.
Mm.
That would be cold. Mm. Keep your head up too, nigga.
Yeah, she Lauryn Hill really is
you know what I'm saying?
Talented artist.
Lauryn Hill.
Yeah, she
definitely.
Yeah, she really represents the women well.
Yeah.
When she got that Marley dude, I don't know what happened to her, but...
Crazy. He put that brook on her ass. Yeah, but is she a Gemini?
Yeah, she has her son is in Gemini. No.
So she's...
Yeah,
she's a Gemini or not, bro.
Yeah, she's a Gemini in her mind, or the way she thinks is in Gemini.
No, but like her birthday.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, she's Gemini.
Okay. because as a Gemini, you really, like in a relationship, you get really attached to a person. And it's borderline crazy, I'll admit it. You know what I'm saying? It's borderline crazy. And I can see why her being a Gemini, because not only did, I think it was Damian Marley or whichever Marley she was with, not only was she really emotional about him, but Wyclef too.
Yeah.
When they were together, you know.
That was a secret too.
That really fucked her up too, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then she went right from him to this Marley dude, and then after that, she was just gone.
Huh. Well, is there anything else you would want to add about this topic, about what we spoke about, rappers, before we close it up?
It's just real interesting how, you know, the your astrological signs feed into your art. You know what I mean?
Well, astrology is energy. It's energy expression. And people don't realize that. And that's why I say always know thyself and balance your energy, because once you learn the energy expression, then you could actually play to it instead of playing against it. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like reading a owner's manual.
What you mean?
Well, when you buy something, it always comes with an owner's manual.
Uh-huh.
That's what astrology is.
Your owner's manual for your mind, huh?
For your life, really.
Yeah.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.